Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, idea hustlers. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru, and welcome back to Brainstorm Beast. 5-Minute Idea Fix. Feeling a little overwhelmed? Like you're juggling a million things at once and barely keeping your head above water? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that demands constant hustle, and sometimes it feels like there just aren't enough hours in the day. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to conquer that chaos? It's all about prioritizing tasks. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a supercomputer, capable of amazing things. But even the most powerful computer needs clear instructions to function at its best. By prioritizing your tasks, you're essentially giving your brain those clear, concise instructions telling it what needs to be done first and what can wait. So, how do you become a master prioritizer? Let me break it down for you in 5 key takeaways. First things first, know your why. What are your ultimate goals? What truly matters to you? Identifying your core values and objectives will act as your guiding star, helping you determine which tasks align with those bigger picture aspirations. Remember, not every task is created equal. Some are stepping stones towards your dreams, while others might just be time wasters. Next up, the power of the Eisenhower Matrix. Ever heard of it? It's a simple yet genius way to categorize your tasks based on urgency and importance. Urgent and important? Do those first. Urgent but not important. Delegate them if possible. Important but not urgent. Schedule time for them. These are the tasks that contribute to your long-term goals. And finally, the dreaded not urgent, not important category. Those can be safely tossed out the window or at least minimized. Number 3. Embrace the 80/20 rule. You know, the Pareto principle. It basically states that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. Focus on identifying those high-impact tasks, the ones that will truly move the needle, and put your energy there. Don't get bogged down in the minutiae, delegate or automate what you can. Speaking of delegation, don't be afraid to ask for help. You don't have to do it all yourself. Trust me, outsourcing certain tasks can free up valuable time and mental space, allowing you to focus on what you do best. Finally, schedule your work like an artist schedules their muse. Create a daily or weekly plan that allocates specific time slots for different types of tasks. This helps create structure and ensures that important tasks get the attention they deserve. Remember, it's not about cramming everything into a single day, it's about working smarter, not harder. Think about it. If you're at your local coffee shop, trying to brainstorm new ideas for your next project. The place is buzzing with people, and there are a million distractions vying for your attention. Emails are pinging, notifications are popping up, and your friend keeps interrupting to chat about their latest obsession. Don't worry, I feel you. How do you stay focused and actually get something done? You prioritize. First, find a quiet corner or invest in some noise-canceling headphones game changer. Then, whip out that trusty Eisenhower Matrix. Categorize those neck into DOS into do now, schedule later, and delegate. Then, set a timer for 25 minutes, dive deep into your most important task, and shut out the world. You'll be surprised how much you can accomplish in short bursts of focused energy. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to supercharge your productivity. Know your why, master the Eisenhower Matrix, embrace the 80/20 rule, delegate like a boss, and schedule your work strategically. Remember, prioritizing isn't about being rigid, it's about creating a framework that empowers you to focus on what truly matters, conquer your to-do list with confidence, and unlock your full potential. Ready to take action? Share your biggest productivity struggles in the comments below, or let me know which of these tips you're going to implement first. Remember, every small step counts towards creating a more focused and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep hustling, and keep those ideas flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.